USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are falling as initial claims dropped to 375,000 last week. That's 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were in Indiana, Georgia, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Illinois. That news despite inflation remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite the Biden administration insisting soaring prices are temporary. Used car prices and gas prices are both up 42%. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent.
People are experiencing inflation firsthand because they know that their paycheck isn't going as far as it did a couple months ago even. So inflation is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's a sign. It's a sign that we're in a period of economic recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say COVID-positive illegal immigrants being released into the United States are responsible for the spread of the Delta variant. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan calls on President Biden to address increased border crossings before pursuing coronavirus mandates.
I don't want to hear anything about COVID cases in Florida, mask mandates in New York, vaccine passports. I don't want to hear anything about that until the Biden administration deals with the crisis they created on our southern border. There is no other conclusion any rational person can reach other than this is intentional, this is deliberate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The demand for air travel is taking a hit as well as the Delta variant of coronavirus sweeps across the country. The TSA screened 1.7 million people nationwide on Tuesday, which was the lowest number of passengers in almost 2 months. Average airline booking prices are currently down by about $76 from the end of June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As kids head back to school, the big question still remains, should children be masking up?
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. The former head of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, tells Fox News that the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him.
For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available, I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was all in after noting the amendments not much different than the program passed back in 1994 with the help of Joe Biden.
Since its creation, the COPS program, listen to this, has helped over 13,000 local police departments hire over 134,000 officers. We believe in it on the Democratic side. We're glad you've come around.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri's amendment would provide grants for local law enforcement agencies to hire 100,000 officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.